Gudvach, Dalet Cheshvan, we're holding in Simon Ches Halacha Aleph all the way to Halacha Vav. We're discussing the laws of Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, generally speaking, is called dawn. Dawn is 72 minutes before sunrise. There's many different opinions exactly how to calculate that, but you could rely on that standard 72 minutes, and especially when we're going to discuss these halachas, it will be helpful to keep that in mind. So here we go. A person, once Alois HaShachar comes, if he davens, then b'di'evet he's yotzei, he's fulfilled his obligation. And therefore, once this point of dawn shows up, a person not allowed to start doing any malacha, can't be busy with his own personal business, as we'll discuss exactly what that means, and can't even travel. This is all based on the pasuk. The Gemara quotes a beautiful pasuk, tzedek lefanav yalech v'yasem l'derech pa'amav, which means, the Gemara said, tzedek is referring to tefillah, where a person is justifying his creator, and then v'yasem pa'amav, he goes and takes care of his own desires, his own businesses, and everything else that he wants to do. So now, first of all, the Pesach points out, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that the malachas that take a lot of time and get and a person can get very involved include a half an hour before dawn. Okay, now, there are those that are makel, and we're going to have to rely on this many times. In certain situations where a person has to travel, a person is stuck, we can discuss a few other cases. So then the best thing is to do to make sure to say brachas, and many persons can bring down, even the Mishnah Berurah says, to say Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, the best is to say with tefillin, or at least you're saying the first pasuk, which is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, and that takes care, alleviates a little bit of the stringency of all these things. Another example, a person needs a haircut. So the Chaya Levi, a beautiful Shaz and Shuvas writes, in Chelek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Bishas Adchaik, a person can take a haircut. But again, this is another example where a person should say brachas, and today where we have a phone, you should have reminders. Rav Shlomo Zalmanowa discusses the fact that a person can take a shower. Really, a person should not be taking care of his own business. But anything that a person is going to feel much better and much more clean and more able to focus when it comes to davening, certainly that should be better. An example of that I once saw is from a Scheinberg, a Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik, Divach, he said you can do exercise. I get this question quite often. Can you exercise before davening? I think the answer is very simple. If it's going to help you tefillah, or you're doing it for health reasons, which is another heter, so then it's permitted. If a person could easily do it after davening, then you should do it after davening. When it comes to, I saw the Baal Tanya says that anything that is going to what's called askus ktana, means a person does easy stuff, which really doesn't take any involvement, it's permitted. Another example is chepte shamayim. You go and you need to buy food for Shabbos, or just your wife needs you to help buy something for cereal. The kids are screaming, there's no milk in their house for cereal. You're allowed to do that even before davening, but that's best to say brachas kriyat shema, the brachas and kriyat shema. Seif beis. Halacha says that a person is not allowed to, so we're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to do drinking or eating before davening. Now, I want to discuss this because I know certain things became habits, but I think if we learn this again, we might change certain things that we do. So it's all based on the pasuk. The Gemara says, don't eat on blood, meaning don't eat before you've davened for your blood, for yourself. And the Gemara says, of course, the pasuk, which the Gemara says basically means that it's a certain horniness to be busy with our own self before we daven. And I think also our davening is going to be so much more powerful. In fact, the Zohar, Parshas Vayakel, the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch are very, very machmir when it comes to these things, and some hold this Doraisa. So I'm going to give some of examples, practical examples, where a person could, I think, change, perhaps, if they got into bad habits, because I think this is something that really we could be better at. So number one, for example, actually, people that smoke, and I happen to think that person not allowed to smoke, halachically. However, someone actually was telling me yesterday that he stopped smoking because nice approach of teaching how not to smoke. Just to tell someone not to smoke, it's not going to work. But really, it's a great thing to get rid of the habit of smoking. But there are people that have smoke, and some people smoke partially because of refuah. So the halacha is, if a person is smoking for pleasure before davening, they shouldn't. But if a person is doing it in order to clean themselves out, or the stomach, and this and that, so then those that have a habit to smoke are allowed to do so. Another example, when it comes to drinking coffee. So here's a very interesting. Kitchen Chanel says coffee, tea with sugar is not permitted. Today, the police can already write, look at the Mishnah Berurah and everything. Everyone else, today, you can't almost drink tea with coffee without sugar. So therefore, there's more leniency. People sometimes take the cube, they put it in their mouth. I think that an example of where a person should be more machmir is when it comes to Starbucks. What I mean by that, I'm nothing against Starbucks, although that's also in a separate shayla of kashrus. But to come in with a Starbucks beautiful coffee and to keep it on the table while you're davening, that is, I think, an example where we need to stop. It's not a great example. A person should drink if whatever they need to drink in order to be able to daven. That's the key point here. Listen to this Kishr Shchanoch. Kishr Shchanoch says a person that's old and weak and on Shabbos and he won't make it without eating and drinking. Or even drinking itself alone with coffee, tea, and sugar, whatever he needs, it's better for him to daven, make kiddush, meaning to daven be chidus, not daven in the minyan, make kiddush, eat, and then go daven, meaning on here shliach tzibul. Now this teaches us how powerful it is to make sure not to eat more than we need. Again, there's the leniencies. For example, refuah, a person needs healing, a person can't focus at all. It's not possible. Even if he daven's at home, he won't be able to focus without a coffee or a tea, and many people depend on that. So then one is permitted to do so, like we said, but you should be careful to say brachas and kriyashma. Next, Siv Gimel, when a person gets up in the middle after chatzos, which we've discussed how powerful it is, here, interestingly enough, it can show this even better not to eat like, mom should have a home meal. Nevertheless, Mikra, then it's not a problem. Just within a half an hour of Alisa Shacha, then you really should not have what's called the Kviya Suda. So we mentioned that this is Siv Dal, the kids that tells us coffee and tea without any sugar is permitted even on Shabbos. What's the Kiddush? Kiddush is that even though you didn't make any Kiddush. But the real answer is because there's no Chiv Kiddush, no obligation of Kiddush. Why? Because you can't have a meal. And since you can't have a meal, so there's no Chiv Kiddush. So that's why we don't make Kiddush before we eat a Shabbat. If a person really is unhealthy or whatever, eating it for health reasons, so then they should actually make Kiddush. Have a Chiv of making Kiddush. Si'ife, the kids that teaches us another halacha, not to go greet a friend before greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should not honor other human beings before we honor Hashem. So that's the reason why you're not supposed to go over even in shul to someone on the other side of the shul in order just to say Shalom Aleichem. However, I mentioned this resolution once, so it's a beautiful chiddush. He says that when someone's a stranger and he needs chizuk and he doesn't know where to sit and he doesn't know where the sidurim are, it's a mitzvah of after mesagel, and therefore you should go and help him out. So anytime there's a mitzvah, you know someone's going to be insulted. If you didn't say good morning, you should definitely go say good morning. Now, there's two parts of this. Not greeting someone and also not saying Shalom Aleichem. So you could always avoid saying Shalom Aleichem and say good morgen, or like they say, Tzach v'demorotayvi. The reason why that people do that is because even when you go, when you have permission to go to someone's house to greet them, for example, one of the term is a person has to go and do Menachem Lichma Velim, or a person has to go take care of his parents. All these situations. So first of all, one of the best ways is to remind ourselves we still need to daven is to, instead of saying, of course, not saying Shalom Aleichem, but instead of even saying good morning, we have to change it a little bit. Gmogen or Tzafa the Maratave, which means the morning of the master is beautiful and good. Have a beautiful day.